Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. A Florida man.
Oh boy.
He went into a meltdown on Wednesday afternoon when his local restaurant, his local grocery store ran out of lettuce.
Was it a, I thought it was a restaurant.
I guess it was a restaurant. Sorry. I don't want to say the name of the restaurant. It's a chain.
No.
He started screaming and then beating on the windows of the Tampa Bay area burger place when he found out they had run out of lettuce and wouldn't be putting on it on his sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
According to the criminal complaint, the employees called police because they were fearing for their safety. When police got there, he was still screaming in the parking lot.
All over some lettuce.
And he also was picked up for disorderly conduct and resisting an officer without violence.
Because of lettuce.
I mean,
what is going on?
I could see doing that if it was pickles.
Oh, come on.
I would totally melt down.
What if they put mayonnaise on your sandwich?
Well, then we're going to probably have to fist fight in a parking lot somewhere. Now, I'll probably lose the fist fight, but yeah, don't fight over lettuce.
No.
We got bigger problems mayonnaise. In the world than that.
It's Brian and Tricia, and I'm going to talk about a woman in Florida.
Oh, it's just a Florida type of morning.
She got into an argument with a hotel. I would imagine somebody in the hotel that
Not
works
just
there.
The building.
Right. Because, well, like the guy you talked about got mad at the building.
Yeah.
So she was mad because they weren't offering free breakfast. When a guy in line told her to settle down, she threatened to kill him.
Oh, my.
And then she stole his truck and drove it into a pond.
And then
she was arrested on several charges.
There's no free breakfast worth all that.
No. How dare you just think that that's okay?
I do have a question. Was free breakfast advertised, or was this just an assumption on her part?
I don't know. Oh, well, man. I think a lot of hotels offer that now, whether it be just, a little
continental
muffins or, a continental breakfast or a hot breakfast. But maybe some people assume that all hotels do that. But
well, I don't assume
any.
Yeah, I don't assume anything. And when I'm booking somewhere, I always ask just so I know what I'm getting into. But
that's a good question to ask. And don't get mad at people and threaten to kill them when there's no breakfast.
No bueno.
Mm-mm.
Bad.